Well, welcome back to the Metro South Morning News Program, 8:19 on a wet Thursday morning. And our next guest who is on the line, this gentleman is the founder and CEO of Big Buzz Communications, where their mission is to create powerful relationships, not only between brands, but the consumers. We have on the line right now Mr. Kevin Kelly. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. You know, I first and foremost, when I was first contacted and said, hey, this would be a great interview, my interest was piqued because you do so many different things. And nowadays, you know, social media is like the rage. So, you know, if there's anything that you could share as far as tips for our listeners, whether they are just the regular consumer or, you know, they have a business of their own, I'm definitely looking forward to sharing that with them. And I think you kind of specialize in that, right?
Yeah. Digital communications is one of our specialty, and social media is just such a powerful tool these days. You know, people seem to forget the word media just simply means, you know, reach. So the amount of people you can reach today through social media is just unbelievable. I mean, more people are spending more time on Facebook than they are on TV. The frequency is there. They're on it a dozen times a day, 20 times a day. And their circle of influence is huge, which is great. So you're not on there just as a receiver, you know. Everybody's a broadcaster now.
Mm.
Probably not great to say on the radio, but you know, everybody's got a cell phone and a video on their cell phone, and they can, you know, they can broadcast an event. Unfortunately, you know, something is as dismal as you know, their breakfast coffee, but you know. They can also broadcast things that are exciting about their brands, their companies, and actually really move the needle in sales using simple things like that.
What was the genesis of this this company known as Big Buzz Communications?
Big Buzz started about 15 years ago. I was in the music business. I was always kind of a tech geek. I was a drummer, but I was also the guy that sat behind the console and mixed records. I got fortunate enough to work with people like Madonna and Steve Winwood. And then I moved into, you know, I saw the internet come along, and it was another digital space to be creative. So started Big Buzz. We ended up doing a lot of work in the music field, and then quickly moved into B2B work and e-commerce and content management. So we have a bunch of geeks in our staff, which we affectionately call geeks because it's a badge around our world.
Sure.
And we 15 years later, here we are. We're now a full-service digital agency, and we do everything from branding to, of course, social media. And we're here to talk about some do's and don'ts, I think.
Why is it so important, especially the undiscovered world of the internet and its immense power that we can harness to bring people to our sites and buy our products?
Again, it's just that reach and influence, and it's so cost-effective, you know. The dollars you can spend to get to reach this amount of people on social media is unbelievable. But you know, the basics are still needed. You know, the big idea. You know, people talk about that in advertising. You still need it. You know, you still got to have a great idea when you go to market with a social media plan. One of the things that, you know, one of the biggest do's is to get involved, and one of the biggest don'ts is don't be afraid of. The people say, well, I want people saying bad things about my brand. Well, what do you want them saying behind your back? You know, that you want to know it? It's like free research. So we set up what's called listening posts, and we actually listen to hear what people are saying about your brand.
Wow.
And you take it head on, you know. You don't just sit there and go, oh, woe is me. I can't believe they said this. I'm so sad. Every comment, good or bad, is an opportunity. And, you know, you take it head on. There's a couple of case studies. I think Comcast was one of them that just was, you know, listening and hearing not so good things. And they were reaching out to people. They called people. They said, you know, oh, you know, sorry, I had a bad experience. Or you know, of course, it was good. They encouraged it. But they took it head on. And that's the thing. You really just got to get out there, listen to it, get into the conversation, because conversation's happening with or without you, and you better be involved.
And I mean, how much more important is it in today's economy? I mean, you hear fears of a possible double dip recession. You hear, you know, folks, you know, businesses that are afraid to hire and bring people in, or worried that they're not going to be around in a couple of years because, you know, they can't get people to buy their products. I mean, how important is your business in helping them to survive, you know, economic times like this?
Yeah, you know, it's really important because, you know, things are moving back to what we're starting to refer to as the thank you economy, which is, you know, the days when we were kids and our parents were kids and you heard from the neighborhood, Jimmy's Butcher Shop's the best one, you know, you got, oh, yeah, you know, I heard that. And, but you know what, our circle of influence, you know, is what, at, you know, 10, 20 people at the PTA meeting that evening. Now it's just thousands of people, and your circle of influence could include a friend from Arizona and, you know, somebody from New York and Boston and Florida. But we're all just a click away, you know. And if your service isn't good, that's something else we do, believe it or not. We actually bring customer service. We work with a Disney Institute veteran who comes in, and we fix your customer service, because if that's bad, man, that spreads like wildfire. So social media is really kind of a conduit to so many different things, you know, and it's also not the silver bullet. You got to have a full, you know, a holistic marketing plan, and we help make sure that happens. But, you know, the idea of people being afraid to get involved is just crazy.
Give us an idea of how deep your product line is itself as far as to help potential businesses or consumers get involved, with a potential company.
Again, it's full service. So we take a look at the brand and what it means and what it means to the consumer and what you think it means. And then we try and connect the dots and see if that's reality. A lot of times we sit around the conference room table and ask, you know, what does your brand mean to your consumers? And they all start scratching their heads on the client side of the table. And we're just surprised. But it's really also common that people don't get that. And then we move that through the process. We have a philosophy called What's Next at Big Buzz, which is the idea of we analyze the path of consumers to first connection to your brand, to sale, or to capturing a lead, and then we move the lead into a sale. Once they're a sale, it's not done. That's what people, you know, a lot of advertising agencies think, oh, my job is to bring it to the door and you close the deal. Well, we help you close the deal, and then we help you take those consumers into, loyal consumers. We use loyalty programs to do that. And then, you know, that doesn't end there. You really want every consumer you have to be what we call a brand evangelist. They shout your name out to everybody they know. Oh, my God, have you seen this, you know, this new car? It's fantastic, and I think you should be driving one. And, you know, then we access their circle of influence. And then we take their whole circle of influence back through the process. So, you know, we use all the tools, web, radio, TV. Believe it or not, I'm still using print and direct mail. I love it. So, you know, the powers are shifting, but it's all still in play, you know?
I guess they would ask you, what would you feel is your probably one of your biggest successes or best partnerships that you've had working with a particular brand and helping them to, you know, to blossom?
We love moving new products, doing product releases. We just had recently worked with Honeywell, one of their new alarm products, which was really revolutionary. We all have those beeping keypads, and they created this fully interactive system that makes your keypad a lot more like interactive, more like a GPS system where it's got, you know, graphics and vocal feedback. So we help them, you know, define the market, create the website, create a couple iPad apps. Really huge success for them and all their distributors and partners, and that's a lot of fun for us.
Now, you mentioned apps. How big are you into utilizing apps or telling your customers that apps is probably a good resource for them?
Huge. It really is. It's media. You know, part of what another part of our philosophy is to create advertising. We'll use that word. Create advertising that people integrate into their lives. So. We didn't create it, but one of my favorite examples is Nike Plus, where you download the app, you run, you share that you're running, you plug your iPod after you've run it. It's got all your information. You go back and you plug that into the website, and it broadcasts all your friends how far you run. You're part of the community. You're trying to lead up to a billion miles run, and the idea of apps creating things that we integrate into our lives is really where it's going. We really refer to what we do as creating platforms, digital platforms, as opposed to campaigns. You know, campaigns are kind of the old model, and platforms are the new.
I guess if there's a stone that we haven't turned over yet and talked about, if you had a chance with the last minute to talk about it, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, boy, good question. I guess that idea, that holistic approach, you know, people are always asking for that silver bullet, and there is none. You know, it's again, the powers are shifting. You know, social media is such a big player, and you know, print is dwindling in its influence. But I think the idea of people, you know, working with a professional and creating a whole strategy, you know, don't look out at the next 3 months. You know, what are you trying to do the next 12, 18 months or more? And the idea that, you know, you don't get five kicks at the can anymore, used to be you have to touch the consumer five times before they're by, you know, and we just don't believe that anymore because you don't get that opportunity. So each time we touch the consumer, we engage them and try and move them through our process.
If folks want to find out more about Big Buzz Communications and find out more about some of the things that you can do to help create powerful relationships, how can they find out more information?
BigBuzz.com is the best place to go, or you sure you can call us. 1-800-510... Well, you know what? Go to BigBuzz.com. I should know my own toll-free number.
It's okay. But listen, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and I look forward to... us chatting somewhere else down the road to something new and exciting, or just, you know what, resending the message to folks about the importance of knowing social media and your company.
That would be terrific. I really appreciate the time.
Have yourself a great morning, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much.
You got it.
Take care.